Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am excited about sharing these new topics with you to give you new insight on just relevant things weight loss surgery patients struggle with and how you can hack your biology and really shift what you're experiencing. Everyone goes into weight loss surgery with the ultimate goal of success and wanting to hit a specific goal that they have set or maybe their surgeon has set. Regardless, sometimes it makes it difficult to get there, and some people struggle more than others. And when you are struggling with weight loss resistance and you aren't finding that all your efforts that you're working towards is working, then what do you do? You've already surgically changed your anatomy and you feel like that's your last resort. But I am here to tell you that it is not your last resort, and you have to sometimes dig a little deeper and you have to look a little broader and get more personalized and get more specific to you as a person to see what is changing or shifting or being turned on or being turned off, or you know, what things could you do differently that would really impact your outcomes. So that's why we're having this topic. We are on part two of the lock and key to weight loss resistance. Now, in part one, we talked about the obvious, the less obvious, and the not so obvious reasons of why someone would not lose weight after weight loss surgery. And this is a part two, and we're just going to go a little deeper into this thought process and get a good understanding. So here you are, maybe you haven't even had weight loss surgery, and you're just exploring these options of utilizing weight loss surgery as a tool. This information will be powerful for you because when you hit those times, as most will either within the first year or down the road, you're going to hit times when you do feel weight loss resistant and when things are not going as predicted or based on your action. You should be seeing results. And that's where I'm going to give you hopefully a little hope so that you know that you have the ability to shift some things. So certain genetic variations affect how we regulate energy, which is calories, and make us more genetically prone to weight gain and slow weight loss. So when you think about that, really that's getting to the very deep level of you as a person and how you're genetically made. But I'm going to tie in how our gut health really impacts that. So hang with me. We just got to go a little deeper into you and give you some insight so that you have something to work on. So if our genetic variations can really impact how we lose the weight, then what really regulates that gene behavior? What would make a difference? Just like we talked in part one, how when it comes to nutrigenetics and nutrigenomics, that, you know, your body's ability to silence a gene or activate a gene can be determined based on your environment and kind of your biology and how you are doing life. So is there something that you have the ability to change that could make a difference in your ultimate outcome? So that's what we're going to talk about. What regulates gene behavior? So cofactors. When it comes right down to it, it's cofactors. So we are a whole bunch of chemical reactions that are happening every second of our life. And if we are missing something in those processes or in that chemical reaction, then guess what? It's going to not react correctly. So when we're talking about cofactors, we're talking about vitamins and minerals. They are super powerful in your body's ability to play out all those chemical reactions. And when you don't have adequate nutrition and adequate access to the specific nutrients you need, then that's going to impact your outcomes of what you're expecting. You're expecting weight loss. You don't have weight loss surgery without that expectation. That is one of the reasons why you are using this tool. It is to get your health in order and to lose the pounds. As we all know, excess pounds really do impact our health outcomes. So cofactors, which are vitamins and minerals, will play a huge role in your ability to manipulate your genetic makeup. So how does gut health play a role in this? When we look at the big picture, gut health, when you have weight loss surgery, we are dealing with Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. We are bypassing the absorption site of many vitamins and minerals. So you are missing out on some very specific vitamins and minerals that your body may really need that is impacting your gene behavior. So you're probably thinking, okay, I'll just take some my bariatric vitamins and I'll be good to go. And if it were that simple, we wouldn't have the stories of people regaining weight. We wouldn't have the stories of people not losing the weight and struggling. So I will tell you that it's not that simple. There are so many things that can really impact your body's ability to make all those things happen that you have to think a little bigger. So gut health. So how is gut health going to impact that after weight loss surgery? So the sleeve, you're really changing the amount of stomach acid. You're not moving the intestines, so you're not moving the way your body absorbs nutrition, which is a bonus, but you are removing a very large portion of your stomach permanently that does have, for the best word would probably be information. It provides information and it does specifically have things in that portion of the stomach that's removed that you will no longer have. So gut health is impacted by all surgeries. I would say that it's least impacted by the adjustable band, but the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass and the sleeve gastrectomy and the duodenal switch especially, or a long limb Roux, any of those would definitely be impacted. Your gut health would be impacted and your cofactors could be impacted. So gut health, it's where nutrition is absorbed. So our intestines is where we absorb the vitamins, minerals, proteins. That is where that action happens. And if we do not have a healthy gut, then that is going to impair that even more. So some people go into weight loss surgery with an unhealthy gut and they find themselves with complications and lots of symptoms and side effects. Some people go in with a subpar gut and they find that they can adapt and make some changes and adding and getting rid of their poor diet that they had before, kind of like what we talked about in part one, those obvious things, you know, they're making poor food choices and they're not moving their body. Some of those things that we do have control over that would make an impact. So the health of your gastrointestinal tract, so that whole tube from top to bottom, that is going to be impacting your gene behavior because of how your body is going to absorb. If your whole intestines is inflamed and not really healthy in any way, then guess what? You are not absorbing nutrition well. That is going to be a battle for your intestines to absorb. Also, there is a thing with the GI barrier is the health of that. So you should have a very healthy GI tract that is very mucousy. You should have a very thick mucus lining, and the think of it as like fingers, hairs, just full and flowing in that intestinal tract so that it can grab onto the nutrition and be absorbed and utilized and then put into the bloodstream. The negative that can happen is sometimes that is not super healthy and we have what's called leaky gut or an increase in intestinal permeability. So there are gaps where there shouldn't be gaps. So instead of a nice, healthy intestinal tract that's full of mucus and super bright pink and healthy, it has gaps in it that now food particles and medications and environmental things that we're exposed to pass through and now go straight to your bloodstream, and now your body is reacting inappropriately to, well, it's appropriate because that's what it's supposed to do, but that is not what you want to happen because then we lead to lots of problems. So a leaky gut or increased intestinal permeability would be that health of the GI barrier, that whole intestinal tract. And then also, like we had said, the inflamed gut. So if you have a lot of inflammation in your gut and you have, you know, colitis or Crohn's or celiacs or inflammatory bowel disease, or maybe you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or you can even think of H. pylori. It's a bacteria that most programs will test for this, but you are more prone to ulcers if you have H. pylori. So in the end, you know, an inflamed gut is not the environment that you're going to have optimal uptake of vitamins and minerals. So it is going to impact your gene behaviors. And so when it comes down to you, your genetic makeup, guess what? If you are struggling with your gut health, then your vitamins and minerals are not going to be absorbed well, which is going to tell very specific genes that you may have when it comes to weight loss resistance. You might have some of those genetic SNPs that are, you have to be more on it. You have to be more diligent with certain things in your life to really control that outcome. So if you really want to regulate what's happening and really help this weight loss resistance and kind of get it moving again, you can think of your genes as the lock, and the key to the lock is the nutrition. The fatty acids, the choline, the B12, the folate, the amino acids, all of those are going to be unlocking those genes that are going to promote weight loss in a very specific way for you. We're all different in that, in what nutrition would benefit us the most, but really, if you take the big picture approach, just really focusing on improving your gut health, making it as healthy as possible and making it really optimized is probably the best word. You can optimize it. I think you will find that you can really get the weight to start moving and impact your ability to hit your goals. So I hope all that makes sense. I just want you to see the big picture that if you feel stuck with your weight and you feel like you've tried everything, you're trying to be perfect with your diet, you're trying to exercise, but nothing really seems to be working, you might need to look deeper and you might really need to look at your gut health and really cleaning it up and making sure you don't have leaky gut, making sure that there's no inflammation in there, and that where the nutrition is absorbed, that you maximize that and you have the ability to absorb everything in, that you are consuming from your diet and your vitamins and minerals, and you get the most out of it. So if you are struggling with weight loss resistance or your weight has just really stopped or stalled, I would encourage you to think deeper, think about your gut health, think about the cofactors of vitamins and minerals playing a role in your ability to lose weight. So I hope that helps, and stay tuned for our next episode, and thanks. Have a great day. Bye.